Before we get to my commentary, how about a little music break? Let's go to our occasional segment we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask guests on our program to tell us what they listen to when they're trying to relax or find inspiration. Today, we get the personal playlist of Georges Collinet. He is one of the foremost experts on African pop music, or Afropop. He's probably the best known broadcaster on the African continent, and here's what's playing in his ear.
Hello, I'm Georges Collinet of Afropop Worldwide. My favorite tunes that are always crawling in my ears and my feeble brains are I'm Your Puppet.
I'll do funny things if you want me to. I'm Your Puppet.
That's by James and Bobby Purifier, and I remember them because they were people of When I Came to America the first time. That's one of the songs that was just haunting me.
Darling, you got full control of your puppet.
I couldn't live without it, and I had to listen to it all the time. And after that, I met Ali Farka Touré when I was doing my show, and Ali Farka was a sound engineer in Bamako in Mali. And one day, I went to see him when I was doing one of these tours for the United States for The Voice of America. And Ali was there and said, oh my God, Georges Collinet, wow, unbelievable. And we started talking. And he said, you want to listen to my record? I said, well, yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen.
And it sounded like one of those Mississippi blues people. I said, what is this? This is not blues. This is not Malian music. I said, no, of course it's Malian music. I mean, where do you think that comes from? It comes from Mali. I mean, all these people, the John Lee Hookers and all these people, they are all from Mali. And Ali Farka Touré was really... I was so lucky to see him just before he died. And then the other thing is when I was a crazy young man during my Voice of America days in the 70s, I used to listen to and they call the wind Mary. That was Jimi Hendrix. Man, Hendrix. Oh, unbelievable.
The tiny island says downstream, 'cause the life that lives is dead. And the wind screams Mary.
I liked him because he was one of the, you know, it was these days, this time where we were all turned on. And by turned on, it doesn't mean that necessarily that you were taking drugs or anything, but all the environment, all the music and everything else was turned on. And it was just a fabulous era.
And with this crutch, it's old age and it's wisdom.
That was Georges Collinet telling us what's playing in his ear. And if you'd like to hear my conversation with Georges Collinet that we had recently, please go to our website, go to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, then on Tell Me More.